walking a ribbon of highway. I saw above me God's anger give way. I saw around me a burning tower, giving a preview of hell. This land is fag land, a raging mad land, from California to the New York wastelands, from the blood red forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land is headed straight to hell. I pass by churches filled up with perverts, immodest females who preach and subvert. I saw your idols you love to worship. Your filthy ways deserve hell. This land is fag land, a raging mad land, from California to the New York wastelands, from the blood red forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land is headed straight to hell. You've roamed and rambled in your own footsteps. You've disobeyed God, you know what comes next. Your angry faces and middle fingers, because you know there is a hell. This land is fag land, a raging mad land, from California to the New York wastelands, from the blood red forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land is headed straight to hell.
Oh my God!
Gorgos! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
They don't.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
What is it? Oh, my God. Oh, my
God.
Oh, yeah. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great show for you. I was listening to the radio today, and I realized about 90% of the shit that's on there now, I don't like. And I don't know if it's because I'm old or I'm just set in my ways, which that also sounds like something an old person would say, huh? Look, if it's not Toad the Wet Sprocket or Third Eye Blind, I'm not interested. No, that's not true. But, yeah, okay, my musical tastes do lie firmly entrenched in the 90s, but... I used to know all the new music coming out, and I don't care anymore. Like, I was looking at the Billboard Hot 100 charts, like the top 10 songs, and there's a bunch of them I don't even know. Somebody That I Used to Know is number 9. I don't even know how to pronounce the artist. G-O-T-Y-E, Goatsy. Now, if Goatsy was a musical artist, then I'd be interested. But Goat Gotgi or something featuring Kimbra? I don't know. Turn Me On, some song featuring Nicki Minaj. I'm still not entirely sure who she is. I know I've heard some of her music, but I don't know. Young, Wild, and Free is number 7, which is sung by Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. Featuring Bruno Mars. I know Bruno Mars. I've heard that name. I know Snoop Dogg, but I'm not sure who Wiz is. Oh, my God. Part of Me by Katy Perry. I don't know if I've heard that song. I know Katy Perry. I like some of her songs. Like, I like fun. You know, I mean, they're shitty. It's shitty music, but it's fun. You know, like Kesha and shit like that. Like, I don't mind those artists. And I know a lot of you guys hate these bitches. But, you know, just stupid, mindless, you know, fun, happy music. So I don't mind Katy Perry so much. Adele is number 3 with Set Fire to the Rain. I've heard of Adele. I don't know if I've ever heard that song. Kelly Clarkson is at number 2 with Stronger. I don't think I've ever heard that song. And We Are Young comes in at number 1, which I have heard, and I do kind of like that one. So that's your Billboard Top 10. I'm turning into an old person. I don't think it's that I'm old. Believe me, if I felt like I was old at this point, I have no problem telling you guys it's time. And you guys need to know what that means. When I say it's time, it means I want one of you or a group of you to hunt me down and kill me. Because I don't want to be that old person who's super out of touch with the world. And I'm not. It's just when it comes to music, I don't know. I just think a lot of it is shit, you know. And you know, what happened to the good old days, right? With, Delamitri. The golden age of radio, right? Dog's Eye View or whatever. Hell, those one-hit wonders are. Shaggy. You remember Shaggy? Oh, he was another one. I hated Shaggy. He sounds like a duck or something. Here it is. Here comes Shaggy. You know who Shaggy should do a duet with is that woman who sounds like a duck or a baby, Macy Gray. Oh, could you imagine what an unlistenable piece of crap that would be? All right, so there you go. Enough of this music. I found Delamitri for those of you too young to remember the brilliance of Roll to Me. There it is. This is from a re-release, The Best of Delamitri. How could this album have more than one song on it? Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it would be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation. The right time. To roll to me. All right. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. All right. See, I told you. I know that song. All right. I do have some great audio to share with you today. First up, in the last year or two, we've talked a lot, or we're starting to talk a lot, about bath salts, the drug bath salts, right? And we're not talking about kids snorting Epsom salt or something. This is like a man-made substance, a concoction that is a stimulant, but it also causes hallucinations. They go into psychotic fits when it's taken. Now, I've got some examples here. Two examples of people on bath salts. The first one is from a 911 call.
Bay County 911.
I'm gonna kill myself!
What's going on?
What's going on? I mean, wasn't it clear to you? Yeah, duh.
Heavy bird tation, I don't know what to say. Heavy bird tation, shabba shabba cheeky shen. Heavy bird tation, I don't know what to say. It's Heavy Bird Tation Thursday.
Wednesday edition. Yes, I think this could be considered a heavy bird tation, don't you? He made a phone call. He was obviously trying to say something to the 911 operator. We just couldn't understand what he was spitting out. Here's another clip. This is a guy. This is after he's been arrested. He's in the back of the police car, and the officer is trying to speak to him. Kid is laughing.
What's your name?
He's just laughing. His head is bobbing. What's your name? He's like a crazy supervillain from a comic book. You know what I mean?
What's your name?
He's insane. They call him Blue Boy. See, there were some words there. Sounds like those homeless people that are speaking babble that I play occasionally. Oh, now he's calming down. Let's try this again. What's your name, son?
Can you tell me what your name is?
It's hilarious to this kid. That question.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
The kid is sticking out his tongue around his mouth. Must feel funny.
Do we know what our name is?
Uh-oh. Now he's starting to freak out. He realizes that he has handcuffs on him. He's making his way to the other end of the car. Get off of me! Uh-oh. The trip has gone bad. Did I not call that? Calm down. What's your name?
Get away!
Get away. He finally said something. Oh, and he's laughing again. All right. Everything's going to be okay. So there you go. That's what happens when you're on bath salts. Sign me up. Moving on, Dr. Phil had a 24-year-old infant on his program. Yes, adult babies were featured on the Dr. Phil program.
Documented a day in the life of his infantilism. Okay. Take a look.
This is something I wanted to show you guys.
Now, you are an adult baby, right?
I hate Dr. Phil.
It was made by one of my best friends. I got the crib design from online.
Of course you did.
For an actual adult baby crib. The crib altogether was around $350 to $500. Money well spent, in my opinion.
It's a bed.
Makes you happy, boy.
This is the chair I made right after my crib.
He built a gigantic high chair.
It's a high chair. It's 3.5 feet off the ground. This probably costs around $250 to $400 to do altogether. I throw stuff off here. I have tantrums. I eat. I get messy.
Ooh. More?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I guess it's his girlfriend or wife, is feeding him baby food.
The food was on the tray. I'm in my baby chair and I'm good to go.
Just baby food all over his face and stuff.
I'm on the bed. I have all my onesies, my rompers, my snap pants.
Oh my gosh.
I have these things specially made from...
What woman would be attracted to this? Like, you're not a man showing off your onesies and your rompers.
Some people off eBay who are... really nice. Diapers and clothes and the whole baby stuff is not cheap. As a baby, it's not cheap. You should see it as an adult.
Most of the money that we spend is on Brett and his baby things.
And you're okay with that, lady?
All the baby clothes in my closet is approximately worth $4,000.
Oh, he slipped and fell.
There's nothing more soothing than the bars being all the way up and me kind of glimpsing and looking, and there she is checking on me. And I couldn't ask for anything more.
Okay, when you say you're committed to this, you're committed to it. And you say that you basically, your baby persona, as you call it.
You miss your diapers, right?
Is 18 months.
Yep.
Will you ever grow?
He sounds like a more masculine Mr. Garrison from South Park, or the guidance counselor.
Beyond that,
I don't think that.
Cotton guy.
I've always had that. Like
Mr.
Garrison.
Yeah,
researched it. I found out verbatim. I was almost 18 months completely. Mm-hmm. But with Kat, she likes me talking in baby talk, and she likes me talking to her.
She wants you to use your words.
I like to baby talk, you know, like ma 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 ba ba ba. But I don't like to, you know, like have conversations while.
So she wants you to be a little bit older than you want to be. Oh, relationships are so hard.
So you make that small sacrifice.
I do for her.
Well, if she's changing your diapers, I think that's a
You know, it's fine.
Cuckoo. All right, final clip I want to share with you today. This is great. E-Fucked has done it again. Props goes out to E-Fucked. This is a clip from a porno. Basically, the setup is this. A porn studio contacted a frat house. I don't know what college, what campus this was on, to rent out their fraternity so they can shoot a porno. And they said, look, we're going to shoot this porno. We'll give your, you know, fraternity or your house or whatever X amount of dollars. This is common practice in L.A., by the way. They rent out, you know, schools and, all, you know, whatever when they need to do a movie. And the fraternity was like, well, that's cool. Can we stay and watch? And the porn company was like, sure, you know, enjoy the guy fucking abroad. Things got a little rowdy.
Go! Go!
Are we serious?
Right, you just heard like one of the fraternity brothers was saying that this woman's ass is disgusting. One of the other kids is now okay. So this is kind of visual, but let me just explain it to you. The rest is great audio. But this woman's like on all fours. A guy is hovering above her and sticking his dick in her. Her ass, and one of the frat kids is basically using his finger and rubbing it on her pussy, like flicking it basically.
Are you kidding? Why can't you get hard?
Fart on her!
Screaming, fart on her! Why can't you get hard? You're gay!
Fart on her!
Shit in her mouth! Now, first of all, this guy's dick is very hard. So I don't know why the kids are saying you need Viagra. And by the way, frat kids, it's kind of gay that you're watching this. You know what I mean? You're very close to his dick, as it is. And it kind of upsets me. It pisses me off because, these guys have to... Their one mission is to stay hard so they can fuck this twat. When you got a bunch of, 18, 19-year-olds screaming, you gotta lose your boner! It would cause performance problems for me.
You're losing your boner again!
Looking at myself in the mirror causes performance anxiety and issues for me.
Not hard enough?
You're getting fucked on a pool table!
I see tingleberries.
You get it up, buddy.
You get it up, buddy. Jump in here.
What are you doing? Are you not good at this at least? Come on. Wow.
The porn star, the girls are getting pissed off and they're like kicking the kids and stuff like that. Eventually, one of the male porn stars gets pissed off. And almost starts a fight with some of these kids, like physically. And then that's when some of the porn horse quits.
Why are you guys leaving?
Why? Fucking kidding me? I was fucking attacked, Johnny. I was fucking attacked in there. What the fuck ever?
I've been fucking attacked on set. Okay? It's not cool. It's not safe. People fucking hitting me.
Who hit you?
Everybody. Are you kidding me?
Those are love taps. So what, let's just get the pop shot out of the way.
Huh, who does that sound like? Jim. Of course Jim is behind this.
Dude.
Jenner's...
Bunch of frat guys were punching me in the face and tickling my cunt, and you couldn't even be nice about it.
Where'd you go up there?
He
just took a rest.
Yeah, come on, let's just do the pop shot. Let's make a good film.
That's not, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Maybe for you.
If Frank Sinatra would have been booed the first time, would he have quit?
Booed? Food. Did he get fucking attacked?
He might have.
Fucking beer in
now,
his
come
eyes
on, let's finish this up.
Go finish it by yourself, dude. I don't care. Don't pay me for this shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and they were telling us to lose weight. They were being really
fucking
obnoxious.
Said I was a heroin addict.
What?
What?
They're idiots. They're a bunch of idiots. I mean, you just gotta zone them out.
Did you see them fucking hitting me?
I never saw them hitting
me. What?
All right. Well, good that you. I'm glad that
I'm
you.
I'm glad
didn't
you didn't see
that.
The numerous fucking times.
Let's just get the pop shot for ending of the.
Wants that pop shot.
You keep asking me to get the fucking pop.
That fucking pop. All right. Finally. Oh, you know what? There is one more clip I wanted to share with you. I forgot about this. It's a tug of war scenario. A string has been tied around the cock and balls of two men, and they've got to. I don't know. Pull, I guess. There's a couple of mistresses involved.
For a little motivation. So you can pull a ball off. Yeah.
Pull.
Ball.
Here they go. Oh my God.
Yeah.
audio is blown out, but you can hear the guy screaming. This goes on for 4 minutes. Let me fast forward. Who wins? Poor balls. All right, enough. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, a couple things to remind you if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Yesterday, we did an extended show, almost an hour in length. So if you want to catch it, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus, of course, the extended shows, like I just mentioned. Tomorrow, I'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program. So if you want to hear that, you got to sign up. Plus, I do video casts and all that sort of good shit. Also, don't forget about Adam and Eve. Coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Use it on one of their 20,000 items. Just add something to your cart, whether it be an adult movie, a clit tickler, some lube, whatever, a blow-up doll, whatever. Add something to your cart. Use coupon code FREAK. You'll get 50% off that item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at Adam and Eve. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here first. Yep. This one comes from San Diego. A tenured teacher at a San Diego high school has been put on paid leave. What did he do? While the district investigates an allegation that she, yes, a woman teacher, they're always the cuntiest, refused to allow a 14-year-old student to leave class to go to the toilet and instead told the girl to urinate in a bucket. A claim filed by the student's attorney said the February 22nd attack. Is this an update? Or are more teachers making their kids piss in buckets? I don't know. A claim filed by the student's attorney said the February 22nd attack of art teacher Ganja Wolf were meant to humiliate and disgrace the freshman at a Patrick Henry High School. I thought it was at A, but it's at Patrick Henry High School. Patrick Henry High School. The student was instructed to go to another room out of view of classmates, urinate in a bucket, and then dump the urine into a sink. After the incident, the student was teased by classmates as news of the event swept through the school. The student no longer feels safe or comfortable at the school. The investigation will guide the administration in deciding what, if any, punishment should be given, a district official said Tuesday. The teacher's labor union has been notified of the complaint and investigation. The claim filed last week lists damages in excess of $25,000 for psychological and medical treatment. Medical treatment, really? Also requested is that the district pay for the student to attend a private school for the rest of her high school years. You know, I was thinking about urine, my experiences with urine. I do get pee shy. I would much rather be isolated when I piss. I have no problem using a stall. But I was thinking back to, like, when I was an elementary school student, and I'm pretty sure, maybe it was middle school. One of the schools that I went to, because the middle school was an older, it used to be the high school. It was built many, many, many decades ago. And I'm pretty sure there was a trough style urinal, but it was circular. Do you guys remember those type of things? Like, it was a big circular urinal and guys could stand around it. Isn't that kind of weird? I think that's what I remember. I don't know. To be honest, there's a lot of my childhood that's been blacked out. But I seem to recall a circular urinal. All right, I don't know. Second story we have for you today. A Russian court ordered two female punk rockers to remain in jail Wednesday for praying to the Virgin Mary to deliver the nation from Vladimir Putin in a surprise performance in the country's main Orthodox cathedral. Now, I'm not sure I understand what's going on here. There was a female punk rock group performing in an Orthodox cathedral, and this was like a repeat performance. So this was like an encore. What's even more entertaining is the name of this band that was performing at a church. Five members of the band Pussy Riot, wearing brightly colored homemade ski masks and miniskirts, briefly seized the pulpit, of Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral in late February to chant, "Mother Mary, drive Putin away." In less than a minute, the women were rounded up by security guards. Two of them were later arrested and faced up to 7 years in jail on charges of hooliganism. Putin, who won a third presidential term in a March 4th election, described the performance as unpleasant for all believers and expressed hope that it would not be repeated. The Russian Orthodox Church said the women deserve fair justice for the blasphemous performance at the cathedral, although thousands of believers signed a petition urging the church to forgive the band. Pussy riot. Moscow City Court spokeswoman Anna Ushchev said Wednesday that Maria Alkmaar and Nastasya Mikitolnakova will remain in custody until a hearing in late April. She said the other performers also will be identified and arrested. Attorneys for the arrested band members said two women should be released because they have young children, you see. The women have declared a hunger strike to protest their continued detention. Well, they're just very political, aren't they? All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. Nat Garvey, I guess, is her name. Would not have batted an eyelid if a vibrator had gone off in her bag at an airport, like X Factor judge Talisa Kantos-Stavlos. Do you know who that is? Apparently in the UK, she's very popular. I don't know. She has put more than 1,000 sex toys to test, as well as PVC outfits and saucy underwear in her job, trialing products for an internet firm. Yes, she is a sex toy tester. Single Nat helps judge what adult shop Passion should stock at. Passion is the name of the store, I guess. Should stock after landing the perfect £25,000-a-year job more than 2 years ago. She says, rather than being surrounded by office supplies and computers all day, I have a pile of kinky toys to play with. I'm not a sex addict. I'm representing normal girls who, like me, also need to buy these toys. Some 4 million of them are sold in the UK every year, more than half by Ann Summers, and numbers are rising. Fuck that shit. Use coupon code FREAK at Adam and Eve. They sell more dildos than fucking Ann Summers. I know it. And they're higher quality. That's a Tim Henson promise. All right. I've got one in my ass right now. All right. In the next 10 years, global sales will increase more than sevenfold to 400 million. Nat, 24, says sex toys aren't taboo anymore. Single girls and couples, you know, it's so much easier now to buy sex toys because of the internet. I'm sure there was shame involved when you'd have to go to, you know, a dirty bookstore or something and pick out a vibrator because, you know, people see you and, you know, you have to actually carry it around and stuff. Now you just order it online, it's shipped to you in a nice concealed box. And then, you know, you can, yeah, use it whenever you want in the privacy of your own home. No embarrassment there. Coupon code FREAK. All right. Yes, I rate the toys and file weekly reports. She files her TPR reports. I saw the job ad online and initially applied for a laugh. I'm sure some people think it's smutty to test these toys for a living, but that's not the case. Look, it's a tough economy. I would do it for $25,000. My family and friends all know what I do for a job. My friends think I have the best job in the world, and I think it's perfect. So there you go. See, there are jobs out there, freaks. You just have to look. Be creative. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. I want to hear some Pussy Riot, don't you?
Who the hell is Joe Donatone? Ha. Just kidding, it's Rose Colin. I just wanted to let you know that I'm about to enter a free fall plunge into distorted view. I'm
very
about
good.
To start at the very beginning, oh. Do a little time traveling, and I'm not going to stop. Just gonna start at the very beginning, and so I'll see you all freaks in about 2 months, all right?
All right.
Love you. See you soon.
He's on a mission. He's gonna start back listening to every single episode of Distorted View from the very beginning, which means he's a sideshow freak, to which I say thank you.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is 40 Minute Jake, your brand new freak. Let's see, it's 2:30 in the morning. I was just about ready to get off work.
Sure.
I'm standing outside cleaning out my van, throwing stuff into the dumpster, and I'm on an elevated dock, and I look across the street. I see a trucker in his truck, which isn't all that unusual, except dome lights are on, and he's totally naked. He's sitting in front of a laptop with a webcam, furiously masturbating.
Wow.
And I don't know if how I feel now is more disturbing or the fact that after I've just been sexually assaulted by...
Why don't you take a picture or video or something?
...to call this number. But either way, if you're cruising X-Tube and you see a video, really hairy white guy, if you're cruising X-Tube and you see a video kind of like, I don't know, like bear trucker drops off big load.
All right. Well, I will be on the lookout for hairy white guys masturbating in the cab of their truck.
Yeah, I'm moving to Florida, our most fucked up state.
Wow, you're going to have to document how that goes for you when all the weird stuff starts happening.
White man. This is the brown man speaking.
Yes.
I haven't called in a while. Been busy and whatnot. I just noticed you got rid of your greeting on your voicemail. Why? Other than the fact that it was really annoying.
Wait a second. I didn't do it on purpose. Maybe it just, I don't know. Maybe something happened. I'm going to have to record a new one.
I mean,
I never call the voicemail line myself, and so I don't know.
On another note, the 2 points I was actually calling about is I'm listening to the March 7th or 6th show, something like that. And, I normally listen to your show when I'm, like, getting around for bed and stuff. So, you know, I'm just, like, half listening, sort of.
Yeah.
And, like, I just hear you going on about this news article about, like, some lady with toenails. And then, like, I just hear, I don't know what, just... black, and like that just had me like giggling all night. Like, this is why I pay you, Jimmy Boo. Like,
so you're saying that you only really half listen to the show, but when I scream something, that's when you pay attention. And I'm usually screaming something racist, so that would explain it.
Tim, you old fuck, dubstep is that walk shit. Bye.
Okay, well, don't yell at me just because I don't know what the fuck dubstep is.
Hey Tim, this is Sideshow member Nigger Dick. And I just got my Doritos taco. Yay!
How did you like it? Give me a review.
Hey, Tim. It's the window licker here.
Hello.
I want to stick up for Tone Deaf Sean again, because obviously I didn't make it clear enough last time.
Okay.
Y'all need to leave him alone, okay?
You're saying that you didn't make it clear enough because people are still hating on Tone Deaf Sean. You feel like you are so powerful and so influential that whatever you say goes. Okay.
Hey, Tim, it's the window licker here. I want to stick up for Tone Deaf Sean again, because obviously I didn't make it clear enough last time. Y'all need to leave him alone, okay? I've been paying for Tim's... I've been paying Tim's bills and crack addiction for a long time, and so has Tone Deaf Sean. We've both been calling into the show for a long time.
Yes.
As well as Spiral
Handfucker.
Spiral Handfucker's just going through some problems right now, apparently.
I don't know what the hell's going on with Spiral Hamfucker.
But
I can't figure out what's wrong with him. Multiple personalities?
There's
maybe?
No reason to sit here and bash someone on the phone line other than your personal...
Oh, come on. Everyone's... First of all, Tone Deaf Sean doesn't even care, first of all. He just calls in and does his thing. Notice he never really responds to the people who hate on him. One of the many reasons I love Tone Deaf Sean, he's just oblivious. He just doesn't care at all. So, and, you know, it's part of the fun of the voicemails. People call in, bitch about other callers. It's all done in fun. No one really hates, well, maybe some people hate each other. But for the most part, it's just a fun thing.
Jigoo, Mr. Henson. This is Mike from Top 5 calling.
Hi, Mike from Top 5.
Way behind on the show, unfortunately, but I wanted to say on the February 22nd show, I believe, you talked about some politician or some guy who got caught being at a gay bar. And his excuse was that he had been just drinking there, you know, no big deal. And you called bullshit on that. Well, I hate to say, like, out here in SoCal, at least in my town, the cheapest place to drink beer is the gay bar.
So you're gay.
I mean, there are some nights where you just basically buy a red cup for, like, $7. And they will fill it all night.
Oh, I'm sure they will fill it.
With all kinds of non-semen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time. I mean... You get hit on, you get to turn some guys down, maybe you take a dick or two, no big deal, right?
No.
So,
sounds like you're open to the possibility. You're not 100% straight.
Straight people do go to the gay bars. It's not that weird of a thing. I think that guy's an idiot, but it's still a thing.
Well, good for you for being so open-minded. You're so open-minded, in fact. You wouldn't mind jerking off a guy. All right, that is all the time. Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this real quick, and I'll talk about it tomorrow, too. And I guess Friday, because tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. But I feel like I should mention this because DV listener, artist, and just a great guy, Bill He did all of the artwork for the merchandise of Distorted View. If you see in some of the videos, I think you might see a cartoon image of me. Bill did that. Bill has done a bunch of stuff for the redesigned distortedview.com, which will be launching sometime in 2012 or 13. So he wanted me to mention this, and I'm a huge fan of his art. I mean, he's really, really talented. He says, the comic I've been working on is being solicited this month for pre-orders, and it's going to be released in May. So he wants me to mention it. I'm going to put a link to this on the show notes. Apparently, when it comes to independent comics and shit like that, pre-orders are a huge deal. So you guys can check out Double Jumpers is the name of the comic book. A 14-page preview is available on the link. Check it out. If you like the artwork that Bill has done, the Satan Away t-shirt or the Distorted View trading cards, that he does that type of artwork. It's just really great stuff. So I'll put a link on the show notes today. Check it out. Very important that you do that. And I'll also post it on my Facebook page. So there you go. And good luck, Bill, with that. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD? I'm just reading through Bill's email here. Apparently, if you're interested in Double Jumpers, and you should be, you can order it at any comic book shop or bookstore that sells comics. So that's really cool. This is like a real comic book. It's not some rinky-dink operation in this kid's basement. He's a real artist. All right, spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till Friday when we end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Oh, yeah.